Hello everyone, you're listening to a very special episode of the Pannan Kavyu Extra. Today, I, your host Prasad Dutkar, had a very special guest, our very own Pradyumna, Decibel ACP, on the podcast. And we had a fun chat over the phone, but two people from Mulund chatting over the phone. Hey, but you're going to love this. Keep listening to the Pannan Kavyu podcast.
हेलो
हाँ जर्सी जर्सी नंबर इन्फिनिटी जर्सी नंबर डिसाइड करे डेसिबल एसीपी
अरे बापरे
मुलुंड हू बाय द वे टू मुलुंडकर्स कमेंट नोइंग ईच अदर दैट दे स्टे 30 मिनट्स अपार्ट After 2 years of contact.
and still after, we are talking over a phone conversation.
And still, still we are talking over a phone conversation. So you can see how too busy the two people are. Properly, probably busier than Isaac Doru and Igor Stimac at the moment.
Or is it because some Arsenal fan doesn't want to meet a Chelsea fan after whatever happened?
No, yeah, exactly. Or basically we are more busier than Narendra Modi like ACP said last night. This is the moment where people might start tuning out of the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I might not take political references as of now because, you know, I don't want to get arrested.
ACB firing shots, and I better control my voice because we have to go on for another 30 minutes or so. But
exactly.
30 minutes, maybe more. Who knows when ACP is in the house. And ACP, how are you doing, man? Been a long time since we spoke on a video podcast, but this is an audio podcast, which will be out later.
Right.
So how have you been? How is Khel now? And what can we expect from Khel now in the next coming months?
A pretty difficult time though, just like the AIFA while searching for a new manager. I was absent for more number of days than the AIFF, obviously. But it's been good. Khel now has been doing pretty good. It's not just football, it's just going beyond the realms of football as well. It's becoming a full sports production house now. But in the next few months, obviously, since the Indian football circuit is getting back into action finally with the summer fixtures and tournaments coming up in India and outside India as well, you can expect some kind of video stuff. We've already started with the national team players who've broken into the national team for the first time. So the interviews have started, the press conferences have started to roll in, and as far as the Indian football scenario goes, yes, now it's going to be a busy summer and winter altogether. So yeah, it's some regular content to be expected.
Top stuff. That the Intercontinental Cup after movie is still fresh in our minds. 51k views, by the way, and you're listening to the man who actually created it. I edited the stuff. So great to have you back. And let's get this podcast rolling with the first question is, what do you make of the new coach that's been appointed by the AIFF, Igor Stimac? Probably everyone expecting Albert Roca, especially the Bengaluru fans, especially a known name. But Igor Stimac and his appointment, what do you make of that?
Especially the fact that Igor Stimac has been appointed as, and by the way, the pronunciation is Igor Stimac.
Stimac.
So I've done quite some research in Croatian, and I don't know why I have a lot of free time, but still. But going into the appointment of Igor, I guess a very smart move by the All India Football Federation, given the fact that he's got a World Cup bronze medal in his roster. Also he was a defender as during his playing years. So that signifies that if you want to strengthen your gameplay, just stick to your strengths and develop your game. I guess that might be the strategy behind AIFF appointing him. Again, a Central European kind of man. So you can expect that, you know, raw passion that these guys possess. You know, players from Serbia, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Croatia have a certain kind of mentality. I guess he'll try to infuse that mentality. And no doubt, Egon Tivat has been the reason Croatia had made it to the 2014 World Cup.
Mm-hmm. So absolutely.
That is a major, major boost to his CV. And talking about Albert Roca, why people are still protesting over Roca's decision, where you had a World Cup bronze medal winning coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, player who turned into a coach. And as a coach of the Croatian national team, led Croatia to the World Cup in 2014. So what can be a better achievement than winning the ISF?
Absolutely.
And being a former Barcelona youth team coach who went to China youth teams just recently. If you're comparing the two rosters and if you're comparing the dedication that apparently sources at AIFF told, that I guess some people also told that first he must did a presentation, he personally came into the AIFF office.
Mm.
If the man is showing that kind of dedication, who was a World Cup bronze medal winner, and I'm emphasizing World Cup bronze medal winner because of the simple fact that our main ambition is to go there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And produce players who are playing in top European leagues right now. Kovacic, Luka Modric, Skriniar, then Sarna has been...
And to add to those accolades, this Croatia team of 2014 was touted by many to do wonders in the coming years, and it did. It reached the 2018 World Cup final.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it wasn't an easy route for them too.
Absolutely.
They had Argentina,
yeah.
Nigeria, they had Iceland, they had England in the semi-final.
Yep.
It was never ever an easy route for them.
Absolutely. But great. And that clarifies much of the things that people have been assuming or people have been misconcepting, something like that, because naturally there's a tendency to go behind the household name, isn't it, before actually doing your research. But quite a few of us do our research, and ACB does it thoroughly, which is why
having a household name also has disadvantages, because once you have a household name, you become a bit relaxed.
Uh-huh.
What happens is you're comfortable with the man, so the man in front of you, if he's a household name, might just take for granted that you're going to perform, or this player is going to do this, this player is going to do that. There might not be some direct communication.
And Mr. Stima, and Mr. Stimach was very pretty clear in mentioning that the fact that doesn't matter how big your name is or how big a player you are, you want to be in the team, you have to perform, you have to show it on the pitch, isn't it? And adding to that, let's bring in another name here, which people should know about in football, and that is Isaac Doru, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, our technical director, who was pretty welcoming and really decent enough to start the conversation in Hindi. He's put in that much work, and who was quite realistic, by the way. But before we get to Igor Stimac's line that I want to mention here, before we get into that line, let's talk about Isaac Doru now. And what can we expect from a guy like Isaac Doru, who has been appointed a technical director now?
See, if somebody has been appointed technical director and a position that Indian football needed badly, the first and foremost thing you can expect from Isaac Doru, and I guess it's starting to happen, is organization. The most basic problem that Indian football had is an organization, right from the lower levels to the highest level, because the problems that we're facing in the highest level go down to the basic problems. And if you do not solve the basic problems, they accumulate, and it becomes sort of a condition which is happening, which we are currently facing right now. The roots of the system.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There is no, there are some sports in our country, which I would not like to name, which are actually destroyed to the core. The problem with Indian football is, our core isn't developed at all.
Absolutely.
There is no issue of destruction because we don't have a core built. So we need to use a bit of a reverse psychology method, which Doru Isaac will implement. Because if you're reading reports, then we also can read about Mohan Bagan people meeting Doru Isaac, or officials of the Hero Indian Women's League meeting Isaac Doru. So, you know, there is a bit of communication which is increased. And in the coming days, not even months, coming days, I'm pretty sure Isaac Duro will come with a blueprint that will solve the problems of the major leagues in the country, which is the ISL and the I-League. So major debatable issue.
Yeah.
Also, the problem of licensing coaches, because of the simple fact that we don't have that quality of coaches which can lead players from India to play at the World Cup.
Hmm.
He'll solve that issue. He must solve that issue, actually.
Yeah, and these are the things that must be addressed like at the priority.
Exactly. Local leagues need to be given national recognition so that at least players will take it seriously. That is a major issue.
Absolutely. You mentioned a lot of things up there, and one thing I want to point out is ISL and I-League, which are the two talking points here. And Mr. Stimach made a very bold statement, which was met with some sarcasm on Twitter. They said ki do din mein sack hona hai kya bhai, and the statement do din mein sack hona hai kya, and the statement is that I-League gives you something ISL can never give you, and what is that?
Tradition.
Yes, exactly. So, positive signs there then from that statement. Has he done his bit of work on the leagues, and what can we expect? Is this a lifeline for the I-League clubs and Hero I-League as a whole in the future? And does that make a strong intent from that the coach knows what he's doing?
Actually speaking, as of now, it's looking much more of a press statement.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because in the two batches of players that he has released from the national camp, majority of them are I-League players. That has been the major problem. So he's basically, you know, got it figured out that I-League will produce the players and ISL will buy the players. He's absolutely got that spot on.
Hmm.
Why is mentioned tradition? Obviously, because you will always find some literature from here and there about the I-League, which was the National Football League earlier. And there have also been reports, there have also been agencies coming from foreign lands and done research on Indian football and published them in their literatures as well. So obviously, tradition is something that will give you moments to cherish as well as statistics to boast. I-League has constantly been delivering that. And as far as your question of I-League clubs being given that status or that lifeline kind of thing is concerned, I guess, yes, Igor Stimach has given the I-League clubs a bit of a lifeline here, because he will give opportunities to I-League players. You can obviously see from the 37 probables that that is selected. He's actually got more number of people than Constantine might have got in his entire stint.
yeah, and exactly my question will I-League get a lifeline? Because we've seen what treatment they've got in the past few months, even the past few years.
Yeah.
And Ranjit Bajaj has been vocal in his protests, how they have not backed him in the AFC. He had to plead so much. There was a time when he had to tweet literally to say that we are disbanding the club, we are shutting down the club. Mm-hmm. And this statement comes like a breath of fresh air, I think a new beginning for I-League, especially when majority of us know that the players that are produced for Indian football are from the I-League, isn't it?
Exactly. I-League
at the moment, some might argue from maybe Jamshedpur or Bengaluru or Goa, but I think I-League,
Jamshedpur, if you see Jamshedpur, or even if you see a club like Bengaluru, both of them have a youth setup that can compete in the league.
Yeah.
Tata Football Academy was itself a bigger club that actually used to play Mohan Bagan, East Bengal, actually had teams, actually had players that went to I-League clubs, so they didn't have a question of complaining.
Hmm. Yep.
The question there was that when you talk about a league, especially a football league, there is a specific system to it which is laid down under the rules and regulations charted by the FIFA. Forget AFC, FIFA.
Yeah.
Because in a league, whoever finishes first at the end of the season wins the championship.
Absolutely.
That is the basic rule.
And yeah.
You can't have semifinals. If you want to have semifinals, finals, keep it in the lower divisions. As we all know in the English
Division, yeah, in the championship style. Yeah, correct.
Exactly. They have a playoff final. And that is also justified because there are 26, 27 teams. And out of that, these team number 3 to 6 finish in like around 3 to 4 points of gap. So that's justified. In a league that has only 10 teams, keeping a semi-final and final isn't justified at all. You're just creating a football spectacle of the Indian Premier League of cricket.
There's a question that I have received so far in the past, Pradyumna, on this point that you made. Let's clear that out as well. I have received statements like the semi-finals and finals are kept so that people can be drawn to the football stadium. It creates a bit of excitement in them. What would you say to that?
Yes, I do agree, because the kind of culture that being sporting culture that we have been living since the past 30 to 40 years, I think this formula of introducing a semi-final final circuit will definitely induct more and more fans into the footballing culture of this country. And as much as I hate it or as much as I not like it to say this, but this is the need of the hour. First, if you get eyes, then only you can create a sustainable environment in the sport.
Yeah.
So even if we argue, even if we debate over this topic, I guess this is the current solution that we need to stick to. But in the long run, do not let the tradition which has been the flag bearer in football in Asia die out just like that, which is the I League. Because I League itself, it gives you a final day showdown.
Yeah,
we've seen the spectacle for the last three seasons in a row.
Absolutely.
Aizwal dominated the league, an underdog team. Then Minerva Punjab, another underdog team, dominated. Yep. This time, yep, Chennai City FC out of nowhere did miraculous
wonders. Absolutely enjoyed it till the last day.
Exactly. So a league gives you that kind of excitement. And why people are excited about the I-League, even though you have an ISL final, but still people are watching what's happening in the I-League. There are three matches simultaneously happening. People are just looking out for results. What is happening where?
True.
Even though people are following ISL, people are still asking us about the I-League. What is happening in the I-League? What are the results? Pedro Manji ne kitna goal mara?
Yeah.
People are asking. So even if they are watching ISL, people are still glued to that. It's like if you want to have a normal life reference, nayi girlfriend banayi to sala purani girlfriend ki aap to aati hai.
You're dropping the bombs. Dropping the bombs, Mr. ACP.
so basically, now that we've spoken about a lot of things, we have a couple of things that are going to be fresh now. One is the appointment of the coach, obviously a new beginning. But we have the King's Cup, which is coming up next week. And we have the Intercontinental Cup in July. Two tournaments that everyone's eyes will be on. And clearly, the coach has clearly stated that, you know, you just can't expect things out of the blue from the Blue Tigers. That you appoint me as a coach in June, May, and you expect results in June. Fair enough, isn't it?
Fair enough, yes. King's Cup is going to be much of an easier affair compared, given the fact that the teams that are going to come into the Intercontinental Cup are giant workhorses. But King's Cup, I guess, let's give Srimach some time to, you know, just adjust to his own team and let the players adjust to their own coach. King's Cup, if you're telling me, Srimach will do well, actually, because He has kept the core of the players intact, and he has given the right opportunity to the right players who are hungry enough to get into that team.
Okay.
Now there's a difference between a team which Constantine used to pick up for his first ever tournament, or his approach was different, and Srimach was different. This guy Srimach has given players who are experienced enough and who have age on their side. So this team is a bit dynamic. So, we can expect surprises from this team right from the beginning. But at the same time, while this Indian team is giving us surprises, gives Srimach some time, because he can expect some early success. He definitely can expect early success. But even when the early success is kicking in, he needs some time to get his flow of football going.
True. The man who loves to work with the blend of the youth and the experience, and most importantly, work with the youth, because he kept mentioning in the press conference that there are a lot of names knocking on the door here, a lot of talented players knocking on the door, and we are here to give them that chance, that much needed step in their career, which... So that's a positive sign. And like they say, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. The King's Cup is up next week, and the Intercontinental Cup is up Next month, yeah, July. It's in Ahmedabad, by the way, for people who are listening to us. It's not in Mumbai. The first edition was in Mumbai. This will be in Ahmedabad, and there are traveling fans. So if you want to travel to Ahmedabad, we can always mention the links in the description, which we can do it later. But yeah, Pradyumna, there's one more thing that comes to my mind now, and that is the appointment of the coach. Now, I don't want to crib because we've spoken everything so positive, and we've almost given our listeners so much to expect and so much to look out to in the next few years and next few months, first of all. But why were the AIFF sleeping for 5 months, you know, after Stephen Constantine's resignation in Jan? What might have been the delay? I mean, if it wasn't for the King's Cup or the Intercontinental Cup, would we have seen Stimac's appointment so early then, is my question.
Good question, man. Even I'm clueless why AIFF did not take that decision quickly or did not start the proceedings quickly, because we wasted one international break, man. We wasted one break in the end of March. That could have been a major impression that people would have, I mean, the players would have put on the, created on the minds of potential next coaches. I think that process might have been delayed because of the, because I am pretty sure, I'm not pretty sure, but that might be an opinion, a wild opinion. I guess shortage of funds to, save up for the next coach's salary, maybe, because 4 months karega kya ye coach? Hai to nahi.
Mr. Patel, at the wheel.
Yeah, Patel at the wheel, exactly. He doesn't know how good does he feel.
So we are definitely getting, you know, under, we are going to be under in the blacklist or maybe banned from some events. But anyway, we love doing this. And basically the reason why I'm getting Pradyumna on the podcast is clarity of thought, in-depth research, and basically what we want to do is talk about the game and get you guys hooked to it, because the future looks bright. And do look out for the promo. The King's Cup promo is out. So go check out on the Indian Football official Twitter handle. The promo.
Ganda promo bana rahe.
Khel now. And Star Sports, if you're listening, Pradyumna lives right here in Mulund. 30 minutes from my place, but we still can't meet. We still can't get time. Probably ploying our next projects, by the way. But anyway, fun chat, Pradyumna, on a Friday. Friday chat, by the way. Use that word after a long time. Nor have I used that in a Insta story for a long time now. But positive signs, positive future. Good appointment, and a very good first press conference by the coach. No nonsense, I would say. Kept the facts straight on the table. You know, already extinguished some assumptions and rumors and expectations. You know, pressed the over expectations that might rise from the fact that he was speaking so nicely. And
But let's not run fast, because it's the AIFF. We know what the AIFF
is. With the statement, Mr. Stimac made, that I League gives you what ISL doesn't. That's tradition. Who knows what we are into in the future with Mr. Stimac and Praful Patel and the AIFF? They might be at loggerheads over a few decisions. I get a gut feeling that that might happen. But if
that would have been the case, then some of the appointments that Stimac has done wouldn't have been possible at all. I guess AIFF is definitely supporting. I mean, look at the goalkeeping coach of our national team, man. Tomislav Rožić, Zenit St. Petersburg, then Hajduk Split, then some national team. I don't know what places he's been to. And you look at some of the goalkeeper drills that he's doing on through the stories.
Absolutely.
Massive appointment. And some of the assistant coaches, some of the doctors, physiotherapists. I guess AIFF has definitely supported his claim of uplifting the spirit of the national team.
Fair enough. Top moment and top chance for this coach to, you know, prove what he has done over his past. And he's done wonders, by the way. So to put a long story short, Mr. Stimac is more than capable of working with the youth and getting the best out of them.
And at the moment, we have a lot of youth, which can be brought forward with the right call from the coach. So, Pradyumna, it's been fun talking to you. And let's hope we can meet soon enough for a game of football somewhere in the MFA or wherever.
Sure, man. Sure.
Or Mr. ACP would be announcing like decibel ACP in an away game, jersey number, whatsoever. So are you traveling to Ahmedabad then?
Obviously, dude. I am going to Ahmedabad. Plus, I don't drink alcohol, so it's
great. So, great. Absolutely. So, yeah, let's do a live video from Ahmedabad once you're there. And that's pretty far, but I'm going to try and make sure that I can reach there.
Yeah, the road to Ahmedabad is long, but the belief is everything.
The road, yeah. That's the line. So, if you have any questions, let us know on our Twitter handle. We'll be posting the links below. If you want to join us on the podcast, do contact us. The details are below. Like always, it was fun talking with Pradyumna on Indian football. And we hope to do many more episodes. Just a look out for the King's Cup, which is starting next Wednesday, isn't it? 5th June. It's a Wednesday. And yes, the Intercontinental Cup is July, the first week.
Right.
So that is all from this episode of the Panenka View Extra. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more. Here's your host Prasad and special guest Decibel ACB signing out.